A letter Sean with you here on BBC Radio Wales, and this afternoon we're speaking to Polly Wright, who surprisingly found a pile of love letters or correspondence, shall we say, between her grandmother, Kathleen Hewson, and a prisoner of war from Italy, Gualterio Lenzi. Now then, you've told us that you've made contact with his family in Italy. So what was it like when you went out there and what kind of welcome did you have?
Well, to be honest, it was quite strange when we went there. We weren't expecting, my partner and I, we went out there, we weren't expecting to really be successful at all. We booked into a hotel in Modena, and we thought, well, we're going to have a nice holiday here and maybe we might get somewhere. But we've tracked down an institution or instituto, which was for Italian resistance and Italian prisoners of war. And we went there and we contacted people who helped us very quickly, looked up in phone books, you know, made phone calls, very quickly found out that she'd gone to school in Montese. This is his eldest daughter called Mara Lenzi. And then somebody met somebody who had gone to school with her, remembered her, knew where she was, and that was it. We found her, which was incredible.
Incredible. Really. How did she welcome this news about her
Her father,
of course.
Yes, because he was younger, it's sort of she was a different generation.
Yes, exactly.
And she's absolutely lovely. Oh. Mara is lovely, and she's really welcomed it. Which I thought she might not, because you never know what people's histories are, do you, really?
Well, exactly, because I want to ask you, how did you welcome it, bearing in mind that, you know, you don't call them love letters,
yeah,
but,
you
know, because there is that kind of, oh, I don't know,
yeah,
that something could have happened, you don't know. How difficult was it to think of another story?
Well, of course, I'm involved in the arts, I was interested in it immediately as a story. But I felt I had to tell all my family. But they were all very funny about it. And they said, oh, you know, we thought that, you know, George, my grandfather, was the big flirt. But how wonderful that she was having a little bit of a secret thing of her own.
Why did the letters stop then? Because they didn't keep on coming or being sent?
No, well, I think they stopped. And I think that's sort of quite symbolic, almost in a way. They stopped in 1949 with the birth of Mara. So he said, I am now married and we've just had a daughter. It was a New Year letter on the start of 1950, I think. And thank you so much. You have done such wonderful things for me. Because the other thing that she did do, and I think quite a lot of British people did, was they went on sending food and clothes parcels to both Italy and Germany after the war to the prisoners of war that they'd befriended.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, these letters from Gualtiero and the Germans as well were very warm indeed, but they were also very grateful for these things, because it was both countries were completely, torn to pieces after the war. So, and then I think what he was saying in this last letter is, now I've married, I've established my life and I have a daughter. And in a way, there was a little bit of a sense of an ending at that point.
Oh, my gosh. It's so passionate to think that what they were living through during the war. How typical was it for Italian and German prisoners of war to live on rural farms in Wales back in the day?
Oh, it was very typical. All over Wales, there were camps all over in South and North Wales, and on the borders like Shropshire and places. Well, there were camps all over Britain, actually.
And it wasn't unusual for a family to take the prisoners in.
Not at all unusual. No, I mean, I think they, I wouldn't say vet, but they did pick the prisoners they sent to the farms and sometimes to other places where manual labour was needed, like after bomb damage. But they picked them very, very carefully, I think, because they wanted to be sure that they would fit in. But then, having done that, I think that the farms and other situations, you know, took to it with, you know, with open arms, actually. And there's lots of stories of the prisoners, because they could go back to their camps, obviously, for, well, they did for weekends, bank holidays, etc. But very often at Christmas, they were invited to the farms.
Well, this is a very timely story then. And yeah. As you are a theatre director, you're actually planning to make a play out of this story. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm not very far on at all, actually, to be honest. I've sort of thought of an overall plot, which is, you know, not which draws from this story, but is also fictionalised.
Right.
And I've talked to a few people in the theatre about if they'd be interested in collaborating. And there is a lot of interest. But as with all things to do with the arts, I have to raise the money first.
Okay. Well, Polly, good luck with it all. Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon, and all the very best to you.
Thank you very much.